Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
If, in the beginning, we were created as the pure, undifferentiated lightness of spirit, in order to be here talking about it, we would have to have experienced the heaviness of separated matter. The notion of being created with free will would be a meaningless concept without opposing things to choose between. No matter how true it may be that we are the image and likeness of God, if we were ever to experience ourselves as such, unlimited, powerful, creative, and free, then we were first going to have to know what it means not to be. We would have to experience ourselves as limited, afraid, shut down, and bound, and then make a choice between the two. And so, my friends, if you are reading these words, then you have come full circle, and you know why the fall was not only necessary, but mandatory. After losing consciousness of the light, humanity began living and acting lovelessly. See Mastering the Game, chapters 2 and 3. And as a result of the attending guilt, we began collecting raisins in our milk. Because the essence of our consciousness is love, every time we do something unloving, whether we are conscious of it or not, we do experience guilt. And as A Course in Miracles points out so beautifully, guilt is the source of all fear. Subconsciously, because of the law of cause and effect, we know that what goes around comes around, and we reap what we sow. And not knowing how or when we will receive our comeuppance, we walk around terrified, not consciously realizing why. In other words, if you hurt someone in the past, you would be afraid someone is going to hurt you in the future. If you stole from someone, that someone is going to steal from you. Or if you betrayed or abandoned someone, someone is going to do the same to you. The main problem with this is, as the image and likeness of God, what you fear, you attract. This leads us to our next point. Because of the guilt that surrounds them, the raisins in our cup are magnetic. Every unloving thing that we have ever done is magnetized back to us. And once you understand, you'll recognize this as a good thing. First of all, we are born into each incarnation with consciousness in tow. That's right, our consciousness is not new just because the body is. If we are here now, we have been collecting raisins for a long time through what we have come to know as past lives. Actually, there is no such thing as a past life, because in reality, there is no such thing as time, past or future. There is only now. However, time allows us to look at things from a linear perspective and gives us the opportunity to learn and discuss more clearly. But that is a discussion for another time. We equate the word baby with purity, freshness, and innocence. And therefore, when misfortune befalls an infant, most of us think that something unjust has occurred. In fact, there are new bodies coming through every day. And as fresh as they may be, every consciousness that enters a body comes in with raisins, some more than others. Hitler would come back with more raisins than Mother Teresa, for example. So let us not have the size of the spacesuit lead us to believe that the law can be mocked. A physical body is nothing more than manifested or outpictured consciousness. Thus, in order to get a body, we have to attract two people whose consciousness matches ours. This, in fact, is how we choose our parents. They are chosen by every thought and action that went into the making up of our present consciousness. We are choosing the parents we will come through in our next life by what we choose to leave here with in this one. In order not to be victimized by our present choices in the future, let's do what we need to do to get cleaned up right now.